Welcome back to another episode, another edition with your boy Joey Fresh. Yes to death. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's been 2 weeks I haven't posted, and the reason why, your boy has been busy. I am so thrilled and so happy that you take the time out of your day to listen to your boy Joey Fresh. You know, on these 2 weeks, today's topic and segment I'm going to really talk about is my losses in the stocks and the profits I made in the stocks. So today is going to be a good segment on my ups and downs within the market of crypto and regular stocks with many other companies as well. Because do those ups and downs basically help and mold you to be expecting and kind of understand the other element of having assets invested into some stocks? Ladies and gentlemen, understand that do those down moments on your lost profits, right? That right there will help you to see what can transition you, engage you on the next profit to make the gains from, okay? So let me tell you about my situation and my position, I meant to say, my position in one stock. So I had Dogecoin, right? Dogecoin that I had a good amount of shares into it. It got up all the way up close to 20K, right? Now it dipped all the way down and I lost a profit around 10K, okay? But Joey, why didn't you sell? Why would I sell at high and lose my position on the low, and I know that I could have reinvest and get more? Good question. Learning different moves on trading and investing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm still new, and I quote on my broadcast, I am not a financial advisor. I do not have no documentation, no certification, but through my experience, and this is the thing I'm going to add, my personal advisor, right? I'm basically going to share my personal experience on my move and positions where I'm heading to. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, because the reason why I made so much gains, I made 600% gain profit within 3 months because I had knew my position where it's going to be heading, and I knew my decrease on my losses. And that brings back to another topic in this conclusion, is that Bitcoin, the biggest cryptocurrency in the world that's basically gonna switch over to digital, right, has fell almost 30% overall. It has dropped close to 30 up to 50%, right? It was the highest, it was around $69,000, now at roughly around $30,000. So it has lost around $30,000 profit. So look at that. I knew it's gonna basically fall. Why, you may ask, is because look at the market cap, right? There's only so much you could pump a business into. There's a certain limit. It's like a pyramid, right? When everyone's going through that pyramid, right, and it keeps filling it up to the tip of the pyramid, there's only so much coins are going to be available. So they have to dilute. And then when they dilute it, now people are losing profits and a lot of positions are about to be open. So you want to, I'm going to share my experience, right? You want to capitalize on that and then also invest in moments like that when the market dips. People are like, well, you're losing money. Well, it really depends or determines how are you going to play it out. Are you looking for long term, short term, right? Are you basically trying to pump and dump? Basically pump in when it goes up and dump later when you make your profit. It's any way, but you remember, there are certain ways that you're also going to get taxed on that, right? You have to pay taxes. Now, here's one thing I've learned that I'm going to share through my personal advice is that for you to avoid getting taxed, you are not allowed to pull out in a year. Means when you sell and it goes to your bank, that's when you have to pay taxes, right? When it goes to a federal bank, any kind of bank you have, you will have to pay some type of tax on the amount that you took out. So you will not earn, I mean, you will not basically be charged taxes if you keep it, your money within a year in the stock market. Now, stock market goes on both ways. I've also diluted my corporate stocks as well. I'm also invested into corporate stocks, corporate company stocks. Joey Fresh, come on, get it together. So I invested around all together out of 10 corporate industry stocks. I invested around almost roughly $120, right? Small shares, small positions. And I growth, right, by 10% to 20% and made a profit off another $800 after I diluted. Why I diluted? Because I'm transitioning other positions that I know that new stocks are going to be available at a low cost. So people ask me, you know, which stock should I invest? Now, moving forward, I'm going to start basically charging them, because I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm actually going to be charging them a personal advisor. Why did I became that and why did I made that position? Is because, think about it, people want to know what stocks I'm investing and how they can make their gains off of that too. So that right there, I don't need no certification to basically let you know my position and my profits. So people want to become wealthy as well. And of course, I love to share, but now I got to basically make a documentation for them to sign to let them know that I am not in control of your financials. And in this case, you have the option to select which stocks you're willing to by my advice and my suggestions. And you could basically go off of that. People were telling me in the beginning, I don't know why I put money into this. I'm losing money. Whoa. Once again, I told you, invest, ladies and gentlemen, the money you're going to basically lose. It's the same thing. You go out and spend money on liquor. Is the liquor going to come back and put the money back in your pocket or purse? No. Same thing when you go to fast food restaurants, right? Are they going to give you the money back too because they weren't guaranteed how satisfied that food is going to be? No. Once again, invest what you're willing to lose and don't think twice about it. That's one of my personal advice I could share that right now on my platform. Okay. Learning on these ups and down movements has helped me position me to the future, right? Within the next 2 to 5, even 10 years, that I can see my growth going up by double, even triple. You know, I'm not going to say what stocks I'm basically investing now, but, and the reason why but is because I will talk about that in the next segment or two down the road. I may bring a couple new new hosts on it as well, more talk about stocks on different views and different opinions and different advice, ladies and gentlemen, different advice, because, you know, I've learned that the one percenter or the people that have grown so much into this, right? And once again, understand before I talk about that, is that you want to invest into an asset that's going to basically help you gain profits while you're not working, while you're on vacation, while you're sleeping. And I've learned that when I was in California, that I was making profit while on vacation. I made, in that 5 days on vacation, I made, ladies and gentlemen, around $6,000 to $7,000 in that trip. And didn't do nothing. Did not clock in or clock out. That's how you make your asset work for you. Same thing when you buy real estate, right? It takes you money to basically remodel, right? Renovate. And after that, within a long term, right? Not short term, long term, you will start seeing your investment coming back to you. And when people say real estate, real estate, real estate, you got to look the location, the how's the standing property it looks like. Because you could get a bad property, right? And you could flip it up, and it takes you millions to flip it than thousands. Remember that. It takes millions to flip it, not thousands. All right, one of my advice, one more time, right? You want to also make sure that you have your money spread out. Don't have it in one basket, my grandma always told me, right? Don't have it in one basket, but spread it so if one crumbles, you still have the different baskets preparing for you. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason why I want to share that, right? I want to share that among my viewers around there, around the world. Because, and going back to what I was saying, because the 1%ers are not willing to teach how to create more resources of revenue for you. They don't want to basically teach and show how they're making money. While they're basically enjoying on their yacht, taking trips on their private jets, or basically cruising on those elegant cars. And I basically will love to share what my experience of going through the in this type of category in the stock market. Crypto is part of a stock market as well because I'm earning shares. As long as I'm buying shares, that's still stock market. Crypto is a different type of currency that's basically being re-engineered to digital currency around the world. And half on the other planet is basically taking it as payment. As America, not yet, but soon to be, ladies and gentlemen, soon to be, the dollar will crumble one day. As my prediction was about Bitcoin, that it's going to basically crumble. But make that transition into digital, just like you put your money into a bank, it turns to digital, and you have a swipe material to basically use that currency, all right? You may have different otherwise or different opinions, and that's okay. You have your right and you have true right to your own opinion, right? So I'm sharing it on my platform, ladies and gentlemen, and helping you to understand stocks are a different breed. You know, I lost money. It's okay. I'm not too worried about it. Why? Because I already made my money that I invested. So right now it's all about the gains I'm making or the losses I'm taking. But honestly, I'm not too worried. And that's what I learned. I learned within this industry, right? People who have never invested that took an opportunity to invest into this, their emotions are so high and low, right? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you never invested or even took the opportunity before, understand how it works, of course, you're going to be stressed out, right? But once again, I just advise, my personal advice, what are you willing to lose, right? You don't need to save up $100, $1,000, $10,000 to invest. You could turn a small profit into a large profit. It just really depends on your position where you're looking at. And I've seen that growth within my experience within 3 going on 4th month by 600%. Now, ladies and gentlemen, 600% within that time frame is phenomenal. And I may not be a guru yet, but I'm showing and telling what I've really experienced. All right. And these are making small investments throughout the period of time. And I've seen me climb that ladder. And I have set markers of my accomplishments. I went from 2 digits to 3 digits to 4 digits. Now officially made 5 digits. Now moving up the ladder to 6, 7, 8, 9, and even 10, right? If you understand where the digits are keep going, you know what the position I'm trying to hold on to. Why? I'm breaking a circle in my culture. All right, that's my vision and that's my dream. And I know I could do it. Why? Because I'm throwing into the universe. I'm visualizing it. I'm basically saying it. I know one day I will receive it. But till then, I have to plan it to make it happen. So ladies and gentlemen, understand the market is very scary. You know, it's good at moments and it's bad at the certain moments. But in that time frame, what position are you looking for down the road? How many years? You know, how much are you willing to spend? That's one thing, okay? And it teaches you on the way how you basically organize your financial position, right? Because it teaches me how I really wanted to spend on certain stocks, right? That I had to put some over here, some over there, making sure. And then once again, I've learned that I need to control how much I put into it, because when you start seeing the numbers go up, you just want to say, I want to buy more. I want to buy more. But look, once again, like I said, right? Don't get in the roller coaster. Control it. Control your emotions. Control and come down to earth and make sure that you're in the right position. Okay. Now, if you feel like you, and there's one person advice, right? If you feel like you already made your gains, pull the part or the partial investment out, so then you won't be too stressed. All right. But once again, you're going to get taxed on that within a year. So that's, I'm sharing on a personal advice once again. Okay. So when you feel comfortable, and I think one more time, I think you may get taxed, I think 8.025. I'm not 100% sure. So, and different platforms as well will take a cut out of that sale too. And I'm going to just let you know, Robinhood, due to experience, I took out some of my shares and I also had to pay 30% on that. So $1,000, for example, right? I basically, they took out $300 and I was left with $700. So it was good because I needed to pay some certain bills with it, but it was bad because they took $300 that other platforms only charge a dollar. Other platforms charge by cents due to those process fees. There's a lot of fees during other platforms out there that basically have wallets or basically have different stocks in it. So do your research. All I ask, do your research. Make sure that what you're ever going to invest, you know, YouTube is the best universal, right? Universal education platform to help you understand about what you're looking for and which one you feel best for you. Once again, everyone has their own different route and everyone has their own type of investment. Once again, I encourage you, do your homework, do your research. It does not hurt. It takes 10 minutes out of the day to see some new stock out there, right? So your boy, Joey Fresh, just want to let you know and share what I've already experienced on my losses and on my gains on this amazing road. And I'm not stopping now, right? I'm turning new opportunities for new growth in our society today, okay? Because look at it right now. We have gas shortages, right? Due to this whole pandemic, right? There's the pipeline happened out there in the East Coast of America, right? So now you want to understand, where is the world heading to within these couple of years, okay? Here in San Antonio and Texas, they basically are charging electrical owners by $250, taxing them. It hasn't passed yet, but they're trying to control electrical vehicles because high corporations are not profiting off of it, right? So if there's no more gas, just using that example, there's no more gas, right? So everything's going to be switched over to electrical. And electrical, there's no corporation really getting benefits like due to the gas industry. So there's a way they're trying to capitalize that, all right? Everyone wants a share out of it. Same way with Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam wants to make the money you making for you putting in the work. Hey, you did all the work. You became a billionaire. We're going to tax you. We're going to tax you on that. Yeah, keep up the good work. Be a good patriot. No, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I got tired of people basically taking money and taking advantage of us. So I'm going to basically eventually break the cycle. But it takes small steps and small doses moving forward. Having new developments, having new ideas, and basically helping and giving back to the community in my backyard. I'm going to put this and say this out loud on my broadcast. I'm actually within maybe 4 to 6 years. A lot of people have told me to run for office. So I'm thinking about running for mayor. Something light in the backyard. Before, you know, my mom was saying, we should become run for Senate or run for a chair in the House. Yes, but first let me work on my city. There's a lot of things that San Antonio does have that I can see the potential of growing and being an eco-friendly society here and basically helping the neighbors. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, there's always, you know, that advice to help and reach back, all right? But don't let people take advantage of you, all right, ladies and gentlemen? Don't let people take advantage of you. Sometimes in moments in life, you feel that you're at, and this has happened to me, that you feel like you're stable, you're okay, you're average, push yourself. Means that you haven't had a new goal, right? Don't be stagnant. Don't be comfortable. Push, get out of that comfort zone. You could shine with your full potential. You just got to find something new and find something you like to give you the passion to keep burning that fire. Burn that fire within. And I think me realizing after the second week, what I went through to share on my platform, because I, you know, Hey, just like authors has writing blocks, sometimes the broadcasters as well has, you know, segment blocks, you know, because we're always providing new materials. You know, we go out there, we research, we try to get new hosts, try to get interviews. And there's a lot of things that go into it, ladies and gentlemen. But it takes time and persistence. Time and persistence, ladies and gentlemen. You can't stop. Consistency is the key. Consistency is the key. So I hope this was very helpful for you. Learning my losses and learning my gains. I hope it also engage you and triggers you to maybe invest a little bit for the longer term. That basically will help you additional help of financial resources and capitalize on that as well. So there's new development coming, ladies and gentlemen. I will talk about that later on this, down the year. Hopefully everything else goes well. And hopefully all the things my positions are in the certain stocks will basically be very, very, very beneficial. That basically will help me to put in the position I need to be. Because I've learned, for things to be real, you have to go big and invest to make it happen. And if all my predictions are happening so far, I'm only like 80% right. I think within a year or two, I will talk more about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. Your boy, Joey Fresh, right in the palm of your hand, for taking the day out and listening to my broadcast. If you feel like this resource or this segment was so benefit, share it among your friends, your family members, and let them know it's okay to invest, but only if you feel like you're willing to lose some profits for your gains. And it does hurt when you do make those losses. But once again, I'm saying it. I'm sharing my personal advice. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a little short broadcast today, sharing about what I've been through, what I gained through. And I want to wish you guys a wonderful, blessed evening. Let's get up and go get it. On to the next segment. You guys have a good night.